5,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's Hot Water Music. Nice riffs. Things on a Dashboard from Neverender. You know, it's labeled here in the Rivendell system as punk, but I wouldn't really call that punk. It was more kind of like gutter rock with punk or something. I don't know. You know, that's me. I've got to like parse and split all these different genres and make them something I know. Before that, Busta Rhymes with Woo-Ha, Get You All in Check. And then it was Pavement's Cut Your Hair. Probably don't hear Pavement and Busta Rhymes back to back very often. I'm happy to provide that service to you here in 1,000 Points of Light. Before that, The Flaming Lips with you from Here It Is. Great record, that is. Flaming Lips are a great band. That song has got to be great live. I think it's just, that's where he gets in like a bubble and starts walking on the crowd and everything. And it's probably really intense. I like that. All right, so this is, the show devoted to part two in a two-part series devoted to Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio by Catherine Rijewel, a professor here at Fitchburg State College. Well, not here, but, you know, here in the state. It could be anywhere. She could be from, like, England or whatever. She's from Massachusetts, is my point. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this. So we're trying to play a lot of, like, stuff from the 80s and 90s. Certainly Hot Water Music falls into that category. And these guys do as well. This is Negative Approach. Really unacknowledged titans of the hardcore scene. We're going to hear Tied Down, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
You just won't face the facts. What will you say that you're having fun when you had your second thoughts? Why didn't you make it run? Die down on the fucking legs. Die down your abilities. Die down while I wait. Die down on the side of your side. The Greyhound's rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly, whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty. Having fun in South of Six, a hit of flick knife flicks. Oh, kiss me, deadly, tonight. Another battle was won and lost down the Bishop's End last night. The spotlights picked the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in flight. Fix. Kiss me.
in ecstasy, but they can't make a sound. It's a mother, my heart, calm down, having fun. It's all a six, discovers teenage sex. Girl, kiss me, deadly. We'll be right back.
Was famous. He was the greatest samurai in the empire, and he was the shogun's decapitator. He cut off the heads of 131 lords. It was a bad time for the empire. The shogun just stayed inside his castle, and he never came out. People said his brain was infected by devils. My father would come home. He'd forget about the killings. He wasn't scared of the shogun, but the shogun was scared of him. Maybe that was the problem. Then, one night, the Shogun sent his ninja spies to our house. They were supposed to kill my father, but they didn't.
Sometimes we gotta fasten back. See, niggas don't know where this shit started. Y'all know where it came from. I'm saying we gonna take y'all back to the source, the mountains. Yo.
When the MCs came to live out their names and to perform, some had to smoke cocaine to act the same. With the four heat rocking on down on with the mental plane to spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, rizz up with the track, check the what you got. I swing swords and cut clowns. Shit is too swift to bite. You record and write it down. I flow like the blood on a murder scene, like a syringe on some wild out shit to insert a fiend. But it was your walk the shop, stolen art, catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart. I put bad pressure on phony whack rhymes to get hurt. Sits plate like zodiac signs of sweatshirt. That's minimum and feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks to burst on a gamble. Energy is felt once the cards are dealt with the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belts that attack. Them white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink, nigga. I think I drop megaton bombs more fast than your blink. Cause rhyme thoughts travel at a tremendous speed through clouds of smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, as if I'm blunted, turn that shit up. My clan in the front wanted. Now when the MCs came to live out their name, antics to perform, some had to snort cocaine to the act the same. For he rocked on that one with the mental plane, just to spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, the rizz up with the track with the what? I'm on a mission that niggas say is impossible. But when I swing my swords, they all choppable. I be the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper, child educator, plus head amputator. Cause niggas styles are old like Mark 5 sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack while you're playing bell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my lord, make law. I be justice, I sentence that ass 2 to 4. Ram the clock, that state pen time, check it. But the pins I'll be sticking with, you can't stake the crime. Came through with the wool, slid off on the DL. I'm low key like seashells, I rock these bells. Now come aboard, it's Medina bound into the chamber. And it's a whole different sound, it's a wide entrance. Small exit like a funnel, so deep it's picked up on radios and tunnels. Niggas are fascinated how the shit begin. Get vaccinated, my logo is branded in your skin. When the MCs came to live out the name, Chica Ann, to perform some had to snort cocaine to act the same. Before he rocked it on, now on with the mental plane, just to spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, rizz up with the track, what the fuck is it, the one in the ass?
All right, that's Gizzo with Liquid Swords from the album of the same name. And prior to that, it was Snapcase. It's kind of a lame name for like a metal, thrash metal band. Snapcase makes you think of a case you'd keep your eyeglasses in. Zombie Prescription was the name of that song, from Progression Through Unlearning. Polvo, kind of a noisy sub-pop band. They remind me of early spring, Screaming Trees. Fractured Like Chandeliers from Celebrate the New Dark Age is the name of that record. Generation X is Kill to Be Deadly from the Generation X. I think that was their self-titled debut, and it was Negative Approach, Tied Down, kicking off that set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. Thanks for joining me again here. Hard to believe we're past the midway point of this show, second in a two-part series devoted to the book Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio from Catherine Rye Jewell. Pretty good book. It's getting deep into like the... you know, the book continues to grapple with the role of college radio. Does it have a duty to, you know, to teach or to train? Or is it just a way to kind of allow the students to freely express themselves by playing music, whatever music they want to play? Or does it have to be something that's going towards or mimics a college, commercial radio and not college radio, is something that's like a training ground for future professionals in production or DJs or something like that. So that's interesting to see that being kicked around and, you know, and the major labels of the music industry slowly realizing that there's some potential here as a lot of the college radio stations become connected with record stores and become part of a whole scene in the city, and then the cities become connected and a lot of bands can become, can start a following that way. And so it's sort of a change for the music industry back then. So, and of course, something about the women, their whole playlist is on, in this book. And so WMFO gets a little bit of a shout, so that's good. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this one from Mission of Burma. That's When I Reach for My Revolver, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
That's when I remarkable thing about coming home to you is the feeling of being in motion again. It's the most extraordinary thing in the world.
track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimps be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Split the ace of spades. that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Lemmy Kilmister. Motorhead, Ace of Spades from the album of the same name. That's so serious. That song is just like, it's like a driving train wreck, just like powers right through you. And then Only I Could Play It after playing Tupac's California Love featuring Dr. Dre and Roger Troutman from All Eyes on Me. And then Pedro the Lion before that with Discretion from Achilles Heel. And it was Mission of Burma, local faves. That's when I reached for my revolver. From Signals, Calls, and Marches. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here on this second and two-part series devoted to the book Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio, the book written by Catherine Rigel. And so we're talking about this book and all of the different pieces and parts of college radio and how it came together in the 60s and 70s and sort of blossomed into a force of its own in the 80s and 90s. And that's where I came into play as a music director and program director of WRGW in Washington, D.C., making problems. We had artists come in the studio and sign the furniture and the walls, and we had a DJ services group that went out and raised very little money, or made very little money for the station, and but it was a lot of fun. And we had the second, we were the second largest student-run group in the entire school, so that was exciting. And what did I do? I became, I went into a field that had nothing to do with radio, and I do this for free. So, I don't know what it taught me. Although I did love music and still do, so maybe that's the message there. It's a lifelong learning. I learned lessons that I still use today, including queuing up records. All right, let's move on. Up next, this one from Thinking Fellers Union, Local 282, Noble Experiment from the record... what's it called? Strangers from the Universe. 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford. WMFO.
You can black, too strong. Too black, too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle. Deep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. The brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why, cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're gonna have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations are questioning blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Bring the noise! My DJ is warm, he's ex, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, what should be safer than a suicide? Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching. You call a band, man, making the music of music. But you can't do it, you know, you call them demos.
But we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono.
Beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run the MC first, and the DJ could be a band. Stand on its own feet, get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Watch is for Anthrax.
Still it can rock bells, ever forever. Universal it will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Bring the noise.
Yo, they should know by now that they can't stop this bummer.
Bring the noise.
Word up, man, they keep telling me to turn it down. But yo, play the play, man, going out like that.
Come on. You stop being like a comatose. Stand my man, the beats the same where the bolt stows. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last. Why you ask? Roll with the rock stars.
Still never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, you can investigate. No need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse in effect, got flavor. Terminator, exercise checks, play to get paid. You got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, Griff, get the S1W. We got to handle this. We ain't going out like that.
A person to talk to, someone who cares and loves. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough and I start to panic. It's not enough, it's just a habit. Are you sick? Are you sick?
You could always be talking in the air. This one.
cause you left me in two, two, two for my family and three, three, three for my heartaches and four, four, four for my headaches and five, five, five for my loneliness, six, six, six for my sorrow and seven, seven, no tomorrow and three, three, I forget what they were for my nine, 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 you could always kill us off in the air.
Judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh, yeah, don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay, I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terror vampirism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with grave diggers and a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element, two or tops. First I'll assassinate them, and then I cremate them. Then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate them. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Explain to this court when these problems first began.
The year 84, November, day 10. Overwhelmed by the wicked inspirations of an evil djinn. I realized my ideas has spawned for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I saw the torture, brutal murder of my father. So my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having reoccurring nightmares of being soaking wet, strapped down to the electric chair. I got tackled with handcuffs and shackles and restraint in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks and sold my eyelids open so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's when the minister quenched my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and knelt my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my fate, so I chewed my fucking arm off and made an escape.
Calm down, people. Please calm down.
All right. Underneath, of course, Grave Diggers with Die Every Madman from their 6 Feet Deep record. Prior to that, with The Clash's Complete Control from Black Market Clash. Avail's Kiss Off, which is, of course, a cover of the Violent Femmes' original song. And then we needed to get Public Enemy Bring the Noise in there, originally done solo, but then they did a version with Anthrax, and that was a big deal, this like rap-rock combination. And then there was a whole series of them for that movie Judgment Day that nobody remembers. I think the music was better well-known than the film. And, of course, Public Enemy got started in college radio as well at WBAI at Adelphi University out on Long Island. So let's wrap things up by paying tribute to KTRU, one of the stations profiled in the book Notes are Live from the Underground, A History of College Radio. KTRU and the DJ, whose name is it? We should pay tribute to these guys. Ray Shea, great DJ name. He started his show, he started every show with Joy Division, and he ended it with Joy Division. He started with A Love Will Tear Us Apart, and he ended with this one. This is Transmission, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, I'll see you next week here on WMFO.